SA. SA on shouting, please do your job.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes. Pain is senior. I mean, you're SA on shouting.
I'm doing my job well.
Yes, do your job well. You're being looked at. You see, you could be a local government chairman very soon. Just take it easy. Take it from there.
I don't understand.
For Mercy, enter another level now. You want to stay here forever.
I don't understand.
Don't you have ambition?
One of the prerequisites is to know how to shout.
No, you're doing your SA job well. After SA, you have to be promoted. Or you don't want to be promoted?
I don't know. I want to be promoted, but not to that. Just make me the president already.
Nonsense. What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
It's a beautiful Monday.
I'm telling you.
All right, the month of March, incidentally.
It's marching on.
Some great people were born in this month. Our boss, the CEO of this organization, Serge, we've not forgotten that you've not sent us the cake. But we know you. You're a man of integrity. You will do.
You do what you don't even say.
Yes.
So, I mean,
yes.
And so, even though you're not promising us the cake, we know that you're going to bring it.
Yes.
So.
No, of course. And I, sitting here, will copy the CEO because my birthday is soon.
When is soon, Stretch?
Sorry. I will not tell you it's on the 9th. I can't start saying that on air. 8 minutes past hour. Yeah, I can't say that because
expect a paragraph from me.
It's shrouded under secrecy. Now, I'm going to do exactly what the CEO did.
What did he do?
Nothing. So whatever he does, I will do. I can't do more than my boss.
So you're saying that just in case we don't get a cake?
No. Of course, everybody will get a cake. But I need people to give me a gift too. The gift I'm asking for is for you to go and vote. Once you go and vote, I'll give you a cake.
Easy peasy.
I'll give you a piece of cake.
That's not a problem.
All right. 9 minutes past hour 10. It is What's Up, Lagos?
Yeah.
All right, we had a call from the seat of power in Abuja and Lagos here. Don't say, don't move your mind when you're saying, And by popular demand, we have decided that the segment you heard on Friday, I put it to you, will come every Friday. We have things in place, modalities are in place. The next nursery run you will hear on Friday, oh my God. You will just put on your thinking caps and Friday, date with us on Friday. I put you to use the segment and we'll do that on Friday. But now, the next thing on this show right now, it is Sound Off. What do we do on Sound Off when we get to talk about something that you will want to talk about? You probably have heard, you argued about it in a beer parlor, talked about it in a living room, or maybe even ruminated on or brooded over, and you couldn't say anything about it, but we bring it here. And after we talk about it here, we seal it. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So in a few seconds from now, you'll be hearing Sound Off on What's Up Lagos.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's 11 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off. All right, we've had elections in Nigeria. We've had different people being put in different positions of power. And when elections come, politicians ask you, solicit for your vote. Sometimes it's once in 4 years, and sometimes for local government chairman, it's less than that. But anytime that happens, everything is thrown into it. Everybody comes to campaign. They try to woo you, tell you things they do, promise you heaven and earth. Some will even promise you salvation. They'll promise you that they will tar your streets. They'll promise you that will make roads for you. They promise you things that they know, some of them know they can't fulfill. But hey, it's marketing. They're trying to sell themselves, outsell the other person. But see, where this election is making Sound Off turn to this campaign is taking a turn that is scary. What turn is it taking? The tribal setting. I'm talking Lagos State alone. I'm seeing on social media threats. People are tagging people by their ethnic
group, ethnic divide. Mm. You're seeing somebody called Ojo, and you're telling me Ojo is from Oron. You're seeing somebody called Yusuf, and you say Yusuf is Ijebu because you want to make a point. Now, when did we get to this point in this country where we move away from who you are, from what you can do to where you're from? If we're looking for an example of what costs an explosion in the world, Rwanda is right there by the corner. Hutus and Tutsis, they had it off and millions of people died. Nigeria, Lagos particularly, has not been known to be a place where that had taken the forefront. Lagos used to be called, is still called, no man's land because everybody is in the metropolis and making Lagos what it is.
Yes, it's a melting pot.
Yes, there's New York, there's Tokyo. There are different cities that you can compare to Lagos. There's Cairo, there's Johannesburg. Now, Lagos cannot lose the value of Lagos. Lagos must still be Lagos.
Sure.
After this election, there's still life. What kind of life do you want us to have when I'm polarized? When my landlord and myself don't walk on the same street? When my friend, if I start looking at Feta because she's from a certain part that I'm not? After the election, what happens? So I'm calling again. We are calling on this show on the rulership in Lagos, the governor, who is the chief security officer of this city, of this state rather, and the deputy. Can we make statements? Can we try to reduce this? It's getting to a point where it's getting very scary. I hope that you guys will come out and take that responsibility and talk to Lagosians and talk to your followers, whichever side of the divide they belong to. It is not an ethnic fight.
No, at all.
It is not a tribal war. It is just an election. And one person must come out victorious. We don't want to scar ourselves before the election proper. Feta was telling me some of the conversation she was hearing in on the streets. And they didn't even, she was just listening and she was like shocked.
I was very disappointed, really. I mean, I was really concerned because this is a very matured woman who is having this opinion. And just looking at her, I could tell she probably has kids.
Yeah.
And these are things that she would say in front of her kids. And her kids will grow up with that mindset that they're a certain tribe. And so, therefore, they should look at people who are not from their own tribe, either lesser or higher, whatever it is. It doesn't even make any sense that at this point in our lives as Nigerians, we still have a lot of things dividing us. We are still trying to, you know, solve all those problems. We can't bring this one into it. It's not going to, it doesn't even look good on us at all. We are not the first country in the world that has different ethnic groups, you know, inside of them. So we can't do anything differently that hasn't been done before. But one thing we can actually do is just to keep the peace. And one of the ways we can do that is to start it in our hearts, to see the next person as our brother and our sister. And that goes a long way, really.
Yeah. And I keep saying this, if every ethnic group had voted for itself in the presidential election, nobody will win.
Okay.
If every ethnic group, we have more than 250.
50.
If every person from this part says, I will vote only for these people, nothing like that will happen. And I'm sure that's not what happened in Lagos or any other state. People look beyond that. But those that want to cause chaos, want to sell that to you, and it will be your fault if you buy it. If you buy that thing they are selling to you, that you should look at your brother because of where they're from.
No.
You should ignore what they will be able to do for the next 4 or 8 years to you. Then they are selling you a product that is bad from the beginning. A product that is useless, a product that is worthless, a product that will do you no good. If you want to take in that ethnic, what has the other ethnic group ever done to you? Like Feta said, if you hear your mom says, these people are bad people, it's likely the child, because the mother or the father are role models, they take it hook, line and sinker. And they grew up that way. But if you come and sit back and think about it, this generation, I love this generation. Most of them don't even care that much about...
They don't really care that much.
They don't
much,
care.
I'm telling you.
Check on social media.
I saw a video of a guy who, one social media sensation guy, who was saying something about, he doesn't care about this tribalism thing people are trying to bring up. He loves Igbo girls and he will marry them. And he doesn't care. And I like that energy.
The Yoruba demon too.
I mean...
Same as the people, they are house... So it's not...
It's just a thing.
So if this is the product you're trying to sell now, that means you have nothing to give me in the next 4 years. So I'm speaking to those in charge in this city. You can come out
Please
and make an announcement.
Use your position.
Talk to the people. Let us
cool down this thing that is looking like it's nothing, but it is scary.
It's actually very something. And
so we're asking you to please turn it down. Elections are a few days behind. Like I said, you have a civic responsibility to perform that. Go and cast your vote for who you think will do
for
the right thing.
Believe.
Leave that ethnic thing. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We've had people from different ethnic groups at the helm of affairs. How has that profited you? From Aso Rock, how has that turned down to you? Because you are from here, you buy bread cheap. Because you are from here, you will see Naira. Because you are from here, you will not be kidnapped. Because you are from here, what will happen? Because you are this religion or that. So don't let them sell that to you. That's an old product that can't work. So this morning on Sound Off, we're just sending out this appeal. Please, turn the heat down. We don't need it. And that was Sound Off. My people also like to rock me, rock me. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos. Spend the night at the Oriental or anything. All right, you're still. What's up, Lagos? All right, what's up, Lagos? We're cruising on a very high altitude, 99.3. That's how we're cruising. And if you're anywhere, if you've not downloaded this app, you are wrong.
I don't even know what you're doing.
You're wrong.
Later.
You're totally wrong, yeah? And if you're not listening to this station, I want to say to you, sorry, all right?
Yeah, well, we snooze up.
Honestly, you're snoozed.
I'm snoozed.
Yes. And I want to say a big shout out to all people that support Manchester United. I mean, like, yesterday wasn't good. Yeah, but I saw one headline that really got me. It says, "Brave Manchester United, stop Liverpool from scoring 10 goals."
Wow, that's very positive. So who do they play against?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. Teach me. I want to love football.
Okay, I mentioned Brave Manchester United. Yeah. Stop Liverpool from scoring. And you're asking me who they play.
No, they play
the Yimba.
No,
Worry Wolves. So I said Brave Manchester United. No, I will not let this go.
I think I heard you say they stopped, but I didn't hear who.
Okay.
If it was Arsenal, I would have said, I mean, there was nothing they could have done. If Manchester.
It's okay, Joe.
Because I'm an Arsenal fan. I don't know.
You don't even know the Arsenal.
I know Arsenal. A for education.
All right, it's 20 minutes past 10, and we're going to be doing something related to the elections, but on a lighter note, all right? Can you remember the first time you voted? If it was 2020.
Did you have to?
Yes. I had to drop that. People are thinking. If you remember the first time you voted, yeah? We need to call or send us a message and tell us the experience, what you went through. If it was in 1964.
Tell us.
If it was
If it was
during the colonial era. If it was in 1960. If it was when they're doing SDP and NRC. We need to know, when was the first time you went into that booth to cast your vote? What did you feel like you had?
Can I? That was in 1972.
Yours. Come now, let me. We're not taking lies yet. Just later. So, when was the first time you actually voted? You went through that. Why did you vote? And when you were in that place, what were your thoughts? What did you think you were doing? Was it just because they said I should come and vote? Were you confused at any point in time? When you came out, were you happy? So, we're just asking, when was the first time you ever voted? Two, why did you do that? Why did you vote? And three, what was the emotion going on? What did you feel at that point in time? All right, so these are the three things we're trying to share this morning, and we're asking you to call in and let us know. She will tell you the lines to go to.
Yes, you can call 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 0146571900, and that's strictly for the human female, okay?
I don't like when you say that. All right, the numbers you know, you can call us, and you can also send us a WhatsApp message. The questions are this morning, when did you first ever cast your vote? When did it happen? Why did you do it? And when you were doing it, what was the feeling? What were you thinking? Like, I'm inside there. Okay, I'm a kingmaker. My vote is going to count. It's going to make a difference. When was the first time? Was it 1979? Was
it
1972?
Like me.
Like you. All right. So tell me what you felt when you did it the first time. Why did you do it? If it was 2023, the same. Tell us why you went through that process, and when you were doing it, what did you feel? 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190 if you are a female. We need to tell you the number to send us WhatsApp to.
Yes, the number to your send WhatsApp. Your WhatsApp messages to is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. I like to read things, so send them to me. Let me know. So tell me, what was your first? You can start.
Thank you very much for that question. The very first time I... What was that?
No.
Very first time I cast my vote was when the elections were being held the last time, 2023. And when I got into that place,
stretch,
I felt...
Stretch, I don't think you should worry yourself. Okay. Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Who's at home?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning
what's
to you.
What's up, Lagos? Give us a what's up, Lagos. Oh, yeah? All right. Goodbye. What's up, Lagos? Are you there? I guess the person is...
Please,
if you call Scanlon, and let's have the password. The password is what's up, Lagos?
Yes, and you have to say
like
to scream
happy,
it. Yes.
Happy to be saying this, all right?
Yeah, happy
0700-993-993-993. When was the first time you ever went into the booth to cast your vote?
Yeah, Mr. Stretch, you were giving us a lie. You're telling us a lie.
Yeah, in fact, to be very sincere, before God and man, let's call a spade in this time. Well, the situation here is that you have to pick calls.
Chai.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's
good
up,
Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
My name is Bryce.
Bryce, okay.
We have a Pascal, we have a culture. You have
Bryce,
to
say what's up, Lagos. Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
You're awake.
Welcome.
I enjoy you.
We enjoy you too.
I say, you say he enjoys you. Who's that person that called?
Oh, yeah.
Don't lie, who's that person? Say he enjoys you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No problem.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
To lies.
Yes, who's speaking, please?
Yeah, this is Dele from Lekki.
Dele,
if I say what up, you say Lagos.
All
right, Dele, you call us back if you can. It's 10:25 and o'clock. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, we'll time out. We'll be back. That is what's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
All right, it's 10:35 on the clock, and we're still asking you, when was the very first time you went to vote? Why did you do it? What
How
did
you
feel by that time? I have messages on WhatsApp.
Messages on WhatsApp. This one is coming from our dear Patrick from Ogba. He says, what's up, Lagos? 2011 was when I entered into the voting room and the feeling was like the whole world was watching because there was this tensed feeling as if you weren't the pilot of a plane.
Mm.
And all eyes on me when I came out. I voted Good Luck Jonathan, so I wanted a new face of the nation. But the face where I see, come wear mask, I tire. Patrick from Mogba.
Patrick. All right, Patrick, thank you. We didn't even want to know who you voted. We want to know how you felt.
I feel.
Right?
The first time I voted, we were asked to stay on the line of the party of our choice. Mm-hmm. Somebody pushed me away from the line. I was queuing. I was just 1 year then. 1 year what? Do your calculation to know what year... That was Kenneth.
Kenneth.
And you know I don't like mathematics, but you just had to do that.
I love mathematics.
One plus one.
Seven. Small thing. What kind of easy question is that?
What's up, Lagos? I'm waiting till when I'll be able to vote from the comfort of my phone. Love you guys. Robert from Badagry.
Robert, you will wait too.
It be as if where you will wait age.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome.
Morning, sir. What's your name, sir?
Good morning, my name is Wade Akone from Moe. Okay.
All right, when was the first time you voted?
First, I'm a first time caller.
Yeah!
Woo!
Where have you been?
Because of you, I came to work.
Go ahead then.
The first time I voted was June 12, 1993. Then I was just a little, I think just entering my 20 years then.
Okay.
I felt like, it's good to discharge my civic responsibility. I felt on top of the world, and I was like a king.
Wow. You felt like a kingmaker. Or he killed himself. All right.
And my candidate won then. But,
but we know what. We know the story. All right. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you very much. Wow. June 12th.
1993.
I was 64. All right.
I was 82.
82.
Let me go back to WhatsApp messages. This one says, "What's up, Lagos? Ajibola from Ikeja. My first time to vote was 2023. And the feeling was I was very happy that my first ever vote is coming from an election which will produce credible and trustworthy candidates, which is Peter Obi. But the mandate was stolen. This left a terrible wound in my heart." Thank you very much. But we don't ask you who you voted. We say, how do you feel? He's feeling. But you know, you have to take us to somewhere that I will not.
I don't do that stuff. Thank you very much.
See you at court. In court. Good morning. Oh, try to make it back, please. Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Are you there? See, anybody that wastes my WhatsApp Lagos, I will sue you.
How do you call a radio station like I'm sleeping?
Maybe the phone calls the station
automatically.
Yes.
By around 10:39 exactly.
Yes, yes. There's a way you can set it. We use expensive phones. That's what we do. My phone is calling somebody now.
As you are here now.
Yes.
That phone was spoiled.
Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Lucky Lola from Maguru.
Lucky Lola from Maguru. You make Maguru look like it's VI.
I'm telling you.
No.
All right, go ahead. Tell us, when was the first time you ever voted?
That was a few years ago. It was,
2015.
So
what happened?
That time, I just believe, let me do this, because before, I believe that the highest figure wins the election. But that 2015, I thought, a change has come and, all that. But I was disappointed.
Okay.
Yes. So, and this, our guy, there was this governor then that believed that he's not going to repair our road, because we all pay our tax here in Lagos. Mm-hmm. You understand? I will mention the governor.
No, don't.
The former governor.
Name with him.
You understand? So that's how it is. So this governorship election, I just believe there should be enough security out there so that people can come out, and cast their vote.
Amen. I know that would be. Thank you so much, Lucky.
Thank you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
All right. We got messages here.
Okay. The first time I cast my vote was 2007, 16 years ago. I voted for Pastor Chris Okoti, and I felt so happy and always pray for more elections to come again. Edward is my name.
All right, Edward, thanks for sharing. All right, we said, tell us who you voted for. Tell us, no, don't tell us who you voted for. Tell us when you voted and the feeling you had, all right? All right, another one.
What's up, Lagos? I'm going to say, what's up?
What's up to you?
I voted first time in 1983.
All right.
It was 5 political parties.
Ordinary.
I voted UPN because its presidential candidate was the best for the job, Otumba Oyebanjo from Isolo.
All right, for those that don't know UPN, Unity Party of Nigeria, Obafemi Awolowo was party that time. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
All right, that's all we have. Okay, this one says, what's up, Nigeria? Okay, first time voting in 2023. I feel like I'm stepping into a new Nigeria and I was robbed.
He thinks he was robbed by INEC. All right, thank you for your message. We just want to know when you voted and how you felt. Well, the feeling also, you felt you were robbed. 10:41 on the clock, and we're asking you, why did you even go to vote? Why did you go through a process? What did you think? Democracy, we say democracy. Are we mouthing democracy, or do Nigerians actually feel that democracy is something that could work for them, that works for them? All right? So let's get to know what you felt and when you voted for the first time. 83 is the earliest we've seen here, right?
83 is it?
All right, so let's.
Okay. What's up, Lagos? 2011 was when I entered into the voting room, and the feeling was, I think I read this one before.
Okay.
Gideon says, Gideon from Lagos again, I don't have a voter's card yet due to powers beyond me, but if I were to vote, it's going to be for my celebrity girlfriend Feta, and my heart to be in a state of ecstasy.
Why are you reading that message? No. Why did you read that message?
I didn't know where he was going.
No.
Now.
You know where he was
going. Funny thing, I didn't even see the end of the message.
Did you see which end of the message? The message was right in front of you there. Ah, what's all this?
You have to calm down.
I'm calm down. I should calm down.
Don't be angry. You know, I'm for you only.
Okay, from now on, I'm going to be talking like Marianne because that is what you're making me do.
Do it if you want to do it.
I should do it. All right, check your time. It's 10:42. 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call us also if you're a female. 01465-7190. All right, we're asking you this morning, when was the first time you ever went to vote?
What feeling did you feel? Did it come from your leg to your chest?
Yes. You know, like when you get into the booth now, you say, okay, the first time I voted was in Isolo. So when I got into the booth, it was Kpako that they used to coin it. That's coin, like it's English, but it's coined from the word coin. Yeah, so you used to coin it, and I went into that Kpako, and people were lined up behind me. They wanted to also come and cast their vote. And when I put my thumb, that time I used my thumb wasn't as big as my thumb is now. And I went to the place, and I was shaking. I knew.
Why were you shaking?
Thank you very much for that question. I knew that the future of my generation was, I mean, that vote was part of the vote they're going to be counting.
The future of the generation was on your shoulders.
Yes.
You felt like,
yes,
one mistake from
that,
you.
Yes, one error. Everything. If my vote was voided, that would have been something. Hmm. So I will tell you the rest later.
Good morning to you. What's up,
Lagos? This is where I stopped my story.
Oh, God.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. You're still alive.
What's your name?
My name is Tammy.
Kemi.
Oh, Tammy.
Tammy.
Oh, okay.
Tammy, hi.
Hi.
I think I'm going to be asking your blood group, girl.
Focus.
If you laugh like that again, I will ask for your genotype.
Tammy, tell us now. When was the first time you voted? How did you feel?
You see, that's a good question. I don't remember. But it's because I said, you know what? I remember when I voted. Yes, I do.
When?
2011.
Okay.
I didn't really know when I voted because I remember the reason why I voted. I don't know how I felt afterwards.
Okay.
I just wanted to vote for the governor then in Lagos State. I was like, you know, I didn't vote for him the first time, but I wasn't eligible the first time. Okay. I was like, I must vote for him the second time because he did work. So that was the only thing I remember. I think I must have been excited afterwards. Well, although I remember the second time I voted, 2015. Yes, I remember that one. But the first one, I didn't remember.
You don't remember what you guys
So how did you feel in that 2015 one?
I was excited. I was like, yay! Because I was in a minority, so I thought my minority vote could do something.
even the yay, I like yay. You talk fast. I have to miss everybody. Thank you for calling. We love you.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Oh,
I love the way Tammy talks.
She talks fastest.
See, yeah. Maria is embarrassed.
Maria is ahead of me right now. What are you talking about?
No, that's not. She goes,
well done.
Well done.
Well done.
0700-993-993-993. We need to know when you voted for the very first time. Maybe it's the second one you remember, like Tammy. Tammy said she voted 2011. She was voting for the minority. Then the next one, 2015, she remembered how she felt. We didn't want to ask her whether she voted 2023. I didn't even see her vote in 2023 anyway.
I didn't see it.
Because, when it was
I say I've been suspecting
when it
guy.
Was
Wait,
uploaded
cheers,
now.
What's up, Lagos?
When it was
what's
uploaded.
What's up, Lagos? I've been suspecting Stretch. Oh. Are you sure they did not bring all those ballots to your house?
When it was uploaded, see, me that know the alert that you sent me that is old notes, how will I not know the person that voted? If you send me alert now, I know if that's old note alert.
Okay.
Good then, I'll be looking at me all night.
Good morning to you. What's up,
Lagos? Good morning,
Nigerian info. So, because we're at war. Who is speaking?
Good morning, Nigerian.
What's up, Lagos? Ikechukwu, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Because I'm
what's up, Lagos?
What can you cook? No, what are you talking?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one, go ahead.
I love your program. First time.
Thank you. Our first time caller again.
1983 was the first time I cast my vote.
83. How did
during
you feel?
How did you feel? During the time of Zeke.
Okay. 83, Zeke.
83, yes. But what motivated me was, tribal sentiment, because as an Igbo man, I believe that he will be the person to redeem Nigeria.
Okay.
We formed a party talk for him to win.
You were a talk then?
Yes, now we are party talk now.
Mm.
Yes, for him to win by all costs.
But did it work? Your talk green.
It didn't work.
So now you have changed now. You are no longer, you sound distinguished now.
I'm a matured man now.
So what will you advise to those that are thugs now?
There is nothing we can make out of you.
Okay. Thuggery is
your conscious. Yes.
Okay.
Thuggery is bad.
Yes. Coming from an ex-thug, people, you are hearing now. You say thuggery doesn't make any meaning. Yeah?
Yes.
Thank you
even
very much.
Ex-thugs now, they are repentant.
Uh-huh. You people have association.
Yes, it's a very bad association. They are
okay.
Repentant.
All right. Mgwano, thank you very much for calling, eh? God bless you. All right, it's What's Up Lagos, 10:48 on the clock, and we're taking calls, aren't we?
Huh. Okay. Everybody, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
My name is Bright. Life.
Bright, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baba Adisa.
From where?
From Baba Adisa.
Baba.
Ibejineki.
Okay, I know the place. I know the place.
Yeah, so I voted 1979.
1979? Wow.
Yes.
How was it for you then? Did you line up? How did they do it that time?
I enjoyed it that time, because that time I was in school.
Okay.
After voting, we were giving something to cool our body that time.
Wow.
I hope it was not alcoholic.
Yeah, it's not alcoholic, but very nice to drink, Pani.
Hey! Giovanni! Heineck, listen to your mates. Heineck!
That time, it's Pani we take, not alcohol. Because,
okay.
That time, I did school.
Okay, but you had crossed the age of 18.
Yes, I crossed the... No, I never did the age of 16. That time, I did secondary school, class 2.
Wait. What you drank was not alcohol, but was Pami?
No, sweet Pami.
But it was not alcoholic.
Not alcohol. That's all.
Cool.
That's all. It doesn't intoxicate.
At all. It's at all. It's soft drink. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Pami does not intoxicate. All right. Take your time. It's 10:50 on the clock. We're still taking calls.
Yes, we are taking calls. What's up, Lagos? Turn down.
Radio.
Welcome.
Stretch one.
Hey.
Birds sitting on the wall. One them Peter, one them Paul.
One them Paul. Get away, Peter. Get away, Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Igwe, tell us, when was the first time you voted?
That was, actually, I didn't vote that day. We did thuggery.
Okay, you are also an ex-thug. Igwe Victor, why are you laughing at a profession?
In fact, it is a profession that pays nobody any
yes.
good.
Yes.
Because that day we were asked to go to a particular polling unit to go and carry the ballot box.
Wow.
They gave us materials for work, you understand?
Yeah, did they give you money?
They gave us money now, but yeah. I was afraid because my dad asked me that
how
if
much?
I would... Eh? After then, that was 2003.
Okay.
So, they gave us we were up to 10. They gave us 50,000. So, it was big money then.
Hey.
It was big money then. So, before I went, my dad saw the signs all over me that I was about to go and do something about election. My dad said, if I step out of the house, mm-hmm. that the house will not contain two of us again.
Okay.
So when I realized that my dad had left the house, mm-hmm. I sneaked out. So I went to where they asked us to come and converge for them to give us materials to work. So when they gave us the materials, we went to that place to carry the ballot box.
But
to an extent, my mind was telling me that what I was about to do was very, very wrong.
Yes.
So before he knew what was happening, a message came from another community, community of the present Imo State government, that governor,
okay.
that some powerful talks of the opposition party, we are coming to that particular polling unit area to confront us. Stretch one, you know what I did?
No.
I just quietly entered into the bush from there. I ran and went back
away.
To my...
yes.
So my advice to anybody who is doing it now is, when you die, the most miserable aspect of it is that you will not get any pity from anybody. You will be looked at like a piece of nothing, because nobody will even pity for you. Either you got injured or you got killed.
Victor, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Two ex-thugs talking to you. There's a reason
this
conversation is going this way. Two ex-talks. Then there's no profit in it. All right, we got to go after this time. We'll come back. The news will come out at 11,
yes. 11. Headlines.
What are you
11 a.m.
We'll be back. Sorry, yeah?
I know,
is that somebody so good? All right, it's 2 minutes past our 11, and we're still on WhatsApp Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is... Okay, let's just go on as it is. And we're getting very, very interesting comments on
feedback.
This. So, like, this is coming very, very... at a very good time.
Good time, I'll say that.
Elections are coming up. The governorship and state houses of assembly are going to be going on this Saturday. And I know people are feeling... they're different feelings, yeah? If you have been hired, if they called you in the night or in the afternoon and they're discussing violence, the topic is violence, they're sitting you down, they've bought paraphernalia for you, they're sitting you down, they're discussing violence, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, so
people that have been there, done that,
I was going to say
called
that
in, they've said that, and I think it's something, I mean, if it's coming from Feta and myself, but people that have been there and done that, there's nothing, you die like a fly. Just one bullet, a machete, whatever it is, could just end you. And what did you do that for? All right? So think about it. Let this be a decision. He took a decision. The last caller took a decision with himself. He wasn't ashamed of sparing his own life. He ran, moved away from that point. His father told him not to, but he stubbornly went there. Now he's looking back in retrospect and telling us, I ran away. I just went away, and he's alive today to tell the story.
I'm proud of him.
So we're asking you, when was the very first time
you voted?
When was it? Why did you vote? And what was the feeling? And we're getting different reports here. 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call us on 01465-7190. And Feta has the WhatsApp number.
Yes, so
she's going to be giving it to us sometime this week.
I'm giving it to you right now. It's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Send me that message. I want to read it, okay?
Diligence, yes.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? All right, call us back if you can. Mm-hmm. All right? We've got messages you can read out.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? First time voting 2023. I felt like new beginning has come until INEC stole and take me back to old days. Transparency is lost. Tony from Ijebu days. Sorry.
Don't lose up, Tony.
Come on. Stretch, I beg. No kibi with laugh. Oh. No allow your caller to relay you for a road. Oh. This is your mouth, eh? Isabi Pepe Pesisha. Nice one. I love your program. Keep it up and love to your colleagues. week. I take the love. Thank you so much.
My name is Feta. I won't call her cross-fertilization. Lifeline in your life. Never.
I thought I escaped today.
Never.
I met you from Akeson, Igondo says, I have never stopped voting since 1999, but this last presidential election on the 25th February 2023 was a nightmare. Armed thugs invaded my polling unit at Obadore Praying Ground, Igondo. I was disenfranchised for the first time. Hundreds of us in number were affected. May God help us on the 11th for the Guba State Assembly elections.
All right, that means you're going
Amen.
To go on.
That's
Thank
a prayer.
You so much
I love
for that.
Okay.
That positivity, no matter how traumatic it was on the 25th for some people, not mm-hmm. everybody, you have a civic responsibility to go there and cast your vote. And I know the authorities are listening. I know they know what happened in most parts. And I'm sure I can almost vouch for the Lagos State Government and the Nigeria Police that there will be law and order will be maintained.
Oh.
All right. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello, good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Why is this What's Up Lagos sleeping?
Turn up the volume.
Hello.
Oh. You see that? When you do that, your phone line will just cut.
Ah, ah.
Just cut
ah,
like your ticket.
That's happening.
Yes. 0700-993-993-993. I think you should call the female line.
0146-57190 is the female number to call on this show, okay?
Yeah.
And of course, you can send your WhatsApp messages to 081-0809-597. I'm guessing all messed up.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
My paper.
Yes.
That's 0809-597-5805.
Right,
if you want me to read your message. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Are you there? I guess
okay.
not.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Happy birthday to you, Lagos.
Happy to you, too.
The prophet in me of only one prophet now.
Hey.
We now understand your language of cross-fertilization. Because the Queen of Sheba is not there, you want to cross over.
I am doing my very best. I learned from my mother.
Yeah, so it will not take place. I said you sow a seed of 3 million.
I'm not sowing any seed, though. I'm not sowing it. We seed, we are there sowing fertile. If I sow it,
cross-fertilization.
He's asking you. I mean, so when was the first time you voted?
I think that was during the time when the Nigeria have the civil rights of,
you see?
You know, that is the, what they call it, the politician come over during the Shagari time.
Okay, 83?
Yeah, I've been voting right from that time.
Okay, so the first time you voted, how did you feel?
I feel very excited that there should be justice to the masses, not military regime of anarchy.
Okay. So
yeah, but things were not in the way we thought it to be. They were still cabals.
Okay. All right.
And now hold on.
Yes, I'm holding on.
Yeah, the situation at hand now is like the time of the Jisha, Moses versus Pharaoh and his elders.
Amen.
And now, as long as Moses triumphs,
yes.
I believe the one taking the Moses position in Nigeria will surely triumph.
Amen. Although I don't understand, but amen.
Go back to the film and see how Moses demonstrated the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
To
Pharaoh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Aigbe. Thank you. I'm completely confused.
Right. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Hey!
Yes.
Welcome.
What's your name?
My name is Bibi.
Your name is Gini? What? Your name
you
is...
You said you can almost vouch for Lagos State and Police.
I said almost. I didn't say I'm vouching.
People shorting for people to borrow money, and when they don't pay, what happens?
I said almost so. Don't put me in jail. I said almost so. I'm not there. I said almost so.
Don't be shorting for somebody.
I said almost.
Okay, underline almost.
Yes, in
bold
capital letters.
Mm.
Okay. You are free to go.
Thank you. Me, Leshawa.
He will come and will you on the road.
That I shirt is you that.
Good morning to you. What's up,
Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up,
Lagos? Moses has no, Moses, Bible, and God has no business in Nigerian voting. We should go out and exercise our franchise. God is not a magician.
Okay.
You keep on praying, but you cannot physically labor for success.
Okay, sir.
It's terrible. We keep on calling God, praying in Nigeria, while it is we that hate this God so much.
I'm sorry.
It's so deceitful. And that is how we're raising the younger generation. And saying tomorrow will be better. Is it not a deceit?
I'm sorry.
I beg, it's terrible. Thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. Sorry.
You just kind of remind me of all those times you just be playing with your brother. You just come when you go to your house. You go.
You don't see. I was just saying. I'm sorry, sir. Sorry, sir.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you.
Yes.
Welcome to
Trace
Live.
This is Shade from Ijegun.
Shade.
What I wanted to contribute is that unity we stand, divided we fall. We're able to make the presidential election a divine turnaround because we were united. Let's desist from the ethnic card that some parties are now playing. Because they saw that our unity gave us that phenomenal, turnaround in the way we conducted ourselves at the poll. So they are now trying to play ethnic cards to divide us into fragments to be able to make their selfish interests to win. Nigerians, don't be fooled. Please go out to vote. Let's be united. Don't listen to their ethnicity bigotry.
All
thank
right.
you.
Shade. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm.
When was the first time you voted?
I can't even remember.
Okay.
Because I'm 40 plus now.
Okay.
But I knew I started from age 18.
Okay.
That's
that
all I can
time.
Say.
All right, Shadi, thank you so
thank
much
you so
for
much
calling.
Calling.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Try to make it back. Okay, the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 014-657-190. Yes, who's on the line? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Try to make it back to me.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, my people. How are you today?
Turn down the volume of your radio. Is your radio off?
Yes, it's off.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Adiola Onyeka.
Adiola
Onyeka. And Igbo, we are together, yes.
Whatever. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ogba. I just want to corroborate what the last person said.
Yeah.
To the extent that I've known, anytime, especially there is going to be a governorship election in Lagos,
yes,
it's always surrounded by all these Igbos who say they threaten them, and Yorubas who say we want to keep.
Ouch. All right, please call us back.
Looks like you're talking about sound off too, but that's try to call back, okay? We are asking you the first time you voted.
All right, let's read messages there.
All right. What's up, Lagos? Dikpo from VI says, I voted for the first time this year, 2023, but was PO and APO in 2014 and 2015 elections in Oshun. The election was disappointing.
All right. Thank you
sorry.
So much.
Okay. The first time I would have voted was the last presidential election. But on getting there, I saw people running opposite direction.
Mm.
Although I was hit by a stone, I just went home, took paracetamol and slept jejeli. But my wife warned me. I've decided not to vote again. Come on, Steven from Okota.
Steven, must say bye. Don't do this.
Okay. Lucky Lola from Magboro says, I would love to tell you my then age, but I voted in 2015, but my boss is listening.
Mm.
The old man is good in calculation. Okay. No problem. What's up, Lagos? The funniest thing is, I have my PVC, which I collected in 2018, but have never voted.
Mm?
So this 2023, I had the zeal to vote, but my unit is far from me, but I had to be indoors and watch the election. Hillary from Lekki.
Hillary, this time around, if you let me down, you will see yourself.
What's up, Lagos? Odogun Akataka from Zuleri. I voted in 2019 for the first time, and I voted for PDP because of Obi. I was robbed now. 2023, voted for LP again, Obi, and I was robbed again. What can I do, INEC?
All right, thank you. That's your feeling. All right, we'll go to the phone lines right now. 0700-993-993-993. Who's this? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Love it very much.
What's up?
Welcome.
Yes, who's speaking, please?
Good morning.
What's your name?
Youngest girl from Lekki.
All right. So when was the first time you voted?
The first time I voted was 2007.
2007. How did you feel then? What happened?
I voted because of one woman in my place then, Dr. Mrs. Rosoko. She was contesting for chairmanship election then.
Okay.
In NDP and PDP. So, unlike we, and my uncle is a PDP member.
Okay.
So, he told us to vote for nobody for the PDP candidate. But when we got there, I and one of his son, we decided to vote for the woman. And she was standing far. But she watched us and she knew that we did not vote for the woman, vote for his own candidate. Well, we got home, he started shouting, laughing. He almost wanted to beat he almost wanted to beat us, but he did not beat us because we did not vote for his party. And since then, I have never voted again until this 2023.
Okay.
Because of this, because we wanted to turn around, I decided to go out again on the 25th to go and vote for my choice. And now, with all this that is happening, I don't even know if I will be voting this coming Saturday that is coming.
All right.
Because I'm not really happy.
I know. All right. But it's your civic responsibility to try and do that, yeah? By the time, by this Saturday, all right? So don't look at what happened in the past. It will be sorted. And there are solutions to every problem.
Sure.
And we won't stand out differently from the rest of the world.
Sure.
All right. The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this argument back on the line. Let me tell you people here that God, Jesus gave an answer to what you are emphasizing now. He said, give Caesar what belongs to Caesar
and
God what belongs to God.
Yes.
Let the local rule the local. Let the state rule by themselves. If you saw somebody from Edo State, come and be a governor in Lagos State. The Lagosian should rule themselves. The local government has someone that is able to rule them, so they should distribute their biscuits within themselves. Not all be an intruder.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am more confused than the first time. All right, let's go back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! What's your name, sir?
The only Eze of Odogbolu land.
Hey, Eze of Odogbolu. Eze, you got you.
I got him.
Thank you, sir.
I have landed.
Thank you, sir. Welcome, sir.
Yes. You see, this election, I prepare to vote. I vote 2007.
Eze, our question is, when was the first time you voted, sir?
2007. Okay. That's when I voted.
So how did you feel?
I feel happy because the person I vote for wins.
Okay.
Then the last one of 25 of last week, I wanted to go and vote. But when I read here, somebody provoked me. He said he wants to give a whole day, 1,000 naira. And I asked him, which party be that one where I won't collect 1,000 to vote for them? He said,
He mentioned the party to you.
He mentioned the party for me, yo.
Okay, so.
But before he talk out, he pay them for mouth before he talk out. He said, make I vote APC.
No.
I said,
Eze, we are not here talking about what you experienced. We are saying, how did you feel? And as an Eze, we respect your Ezeship. As we go ahead, thank you very much. Anyway, it's 11:19. Who's on the phone line, Gary?
Turn down the volume of your radio, please.
Hello, it's George on the line.
What's up, Lagos?
The Lagos is cool.
No, George, when you call this show, you follow us and shout, "What's up, Lagos?" Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3, go.
What's up, Lagos?
Better.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, George. You're calling, this is your first time of calling us.
Yes.
No wonder. Welcome.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, George. When was the first time you voted?
Yeah, I think it's 2015 I voted last.
2015. Yeah. What was the feeling?
Yes.
What was the feeling that time? What was the feeling?
Yeah, the feeling was not really just like what I'm experiencing now.
Okay.
But that doesn't discourage me to vote again this last one.
Okay.
And
I just want to encourage people to put what happened behind them and still go out on 11th and vote.
Okay.
That is the only way to exercise their civil right, and that is the only way they can take what belongs to them back.
True that.
Because if you count on your bad experience, you will not move forward.
That's true.
The best way is to go out and vote, especially non-indigenous Yorubas. I'm encouraging you. I urge you, go out and vote.
You should encourage everybody to vote. Everybody. So we're trying not to fragmentize our population in Lagos.
The threat is too much.
So
they should not look upon the threat, but they should go on and vote.
Everybody,
both indigenous and non-indigenous.
Exactly.
But I'm persuading non-indigenous because some of them are scared. Some of them are feared. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they are planted fear in their mind.
Yes,
so
fine.
Let them go out and vote. Nothing is happening.
All right,
that is my own contribution.
Thank you so much.
Good
morning.
Go ahead. Hello, good morning.
What's up?
The woman that called before this man.
Yes, please.
That said that non-indigenous should not be contesting for an election.
No. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that. An Hausa man.
Okay. Wait. You know what? You are polarizing this. You are making it. We're not talking Hausa man, Igbo man. We're trying to move away from that. That is not the focus of this show. We're trying to move away from that. That is what we're completing. You're not making it any better by calling out the sentence is an Hausa man. That can't work here in a country where we're trying to tone that down. I know people are doing it. But we will not call in order to want to solve a problem, make it worse.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. We won't allow you to do that on this platform. Apologies, all right? It's 11:22 on the clock. Let's go straight to it. What we're actually asking is, when was the first... See how you're carrying us to where we don't know. When was the very first time you voted and how did you feel?
How was the feeling?
How did this conversation degenerate into this person to vote for this ethnic group? We're not talking ethnic groups.
Nah.
We know that's what's out there, what people are trying to sell. We're saying, don't buy it. Don't buy it at all right? Everybody should go out on 11th and cast their vote. And I know the Lagos State government is listening. The Nigeria police, they are listening. And they need to know that people, the feeling of the people, some are scared, some are not. So please, let's keep the narration. The question is, when was the first time you voted? How did you feel?
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Omar.
All right. Go ahead, sir. When was the first time you voted, sir?
2015.
Wow. Why didn't you vote the previous times? You sound like somebody that could have voted earlier.
No, on that 2015, I was a little bit disappointed.
Okay.
Because they were rigging here and there.
Okay.
But I didn't know that what lies ahead was going to be worse than what it was then. However, I will encourage every Nigerian, go out and choose your leader.
Okay.
Don't relax. It's a battle. We must continue with it. No surrender, no vanquish.
All right. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, but I will advise that the security, especially the police,
yes,
should be on the side of the police.
Okay.
Should be on the side of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I voted, we tried the hoodlum scam, hijacked everything.
Which area was that?
That was in Ishere.
Okay.
The opposite police station.
Okay.
The police were there. They couldn't call the army. And I want to tell people, the security arrangement was superb.
Hmm.
It's just that the military were assigned to certain areas.
Okay.
In case of any threat, it was the duty of the police
who didn't have guns
to alert, to inform the police, use their radio message, but declined. They failed to do that.
Okay.
Even I tried going after the military when the incident occurred. I moved that drone out looking for the military. But before they could come, those people have
gone. Okay.
And the other one next to me, the pulling unit, on getting there by even 7 o'clock, they were still there. The INEC officials stranded. They were making calls, looking for a vehicle to be carried. I offered my vehicle. They accepted. I took them.
I drove them back to the local government.
Right.
You can imagine how it was. Wow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes, good report there and telling us the soldiers, the police, we need to be on the side. We need to be on the side of the people this time around. And we know March 11th should be a better story. All right. Keep it locked here. It's 11:25 on the clock and this still What's Up Lagos. We'll take a short break. But we'll be back. All right, that was Timaya, and that one's... Is it Timaya? No, it's not
Samque.
Timaya. Is it, not, yeah, who is that? Who was,
Harry Song and Timaya.
Good.
With Samque.
What? With what?
Samque.
Let them catch you. All right, take your time. It's 11:34 on the clock, and it's we got time. We got time to do this. The conversation is getting... You know, when someone does something wrong to you, and you... So, okay, let's end this case. And the person says, okay, we're ending it. And you know, it's inside that person's heart. It's not really finished, you know? And say, okay, so I like this, your top. Which top do you like? Which top do you like? Is it because you must take it back to that quarrel that happened? Always looking for a way to go back to it.
Why do I feel like you're talking about women? But that's not to mention anybody's name, shall
we? Women, wow. You have to bring that up. All right, 0700-993-993-993. You're asking, when was the very first time you went to vote? And what was the feeling? WhatsApp, you can also send WhatsApp messages.
Mm-hmm.
We have the number. And you can also call us if you're a woman, 01465-7190. Special number for all females.
Yeah.
01465-7190.
Call, yeah. You can also send that WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. I have some messages here on WhatsApp. This one's coming from Sylvester from Ayobo, and he says, mine is 1999 election. They bribed me with 10 naira then to vote for one person for 9 times, but just him candidates to get many votes. I will never forget that day, he says.
You collected.
Sam says, F and S, please tell callers to refer to Nigerians instead of calling tribes.
Yes.
Yoruba, Igbo, etc. That should help us. Great. Thank you so much.
Nigerians, not Igbo, not Hausa.
Yes. So what's up, Lagos? I started voting right from 1999, though I voted for AD then. It was fine, but PDP won. General Olusegun Obasanjo emerged as the president. Yomi from Murio Okunola VI.
All right, Yomi, thank you so much for calling and sending that in.
What's up, Lagos? My first time of voting was 1999 during Obasanjo's time. My name is Austin.
Thank you so much for that. All right. 0700-993-993-993. When did you vote? We're hearing different things. Some people said they were thugs. Somebody took 10 naira. 10 card. Remember that time, 10 naira must have been like 1K.
Sure.
Or more than that. But hey, let's get to
the line. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
You see how slowly I am.
Yes.
My spirit has been waking. You know?
Oh, Father, lift that spirit up. We lift that spirit.
Lay your hands on your spirit.
I hope your prayer works.
It will work.
Come on. Pastor Stretch is speaking.
Yes. My name is John Omoruyi. I'm calling you from Ayobo.
All right, okay. John. Go ahead.
Yeah. June 25th this year, I will be 64.
Whoa! So you must have voted in 1902. What?
I wish I had been voting.
64.
But my first time of voting was last election. This is the last election of.
No way! Are you serious?
Very, very serious.
What?
Very, very serious.
What?
I started not to vote. Yes, let me explain to you. Okay, I started not to vote since 1979. Again, because I happened to be a security agent during Abacha election, okay. Babangida election too.
Okay.
I supervised electoral process, you know. Okay. So I think I know a little of how they rig elections. So I decided not to go and waste my vote ever since. But before this election, I was promised heaven and earth by INEC that my vote will count.
Hmm.
So I did all I had to do to make sure I get my EVC.
Okay.
And I voted that very day. But okay. I'm telling you, it was only on Friday I was able to leave my company after I voted, after the results.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my spirit was so low. I never knew when Jimmy Dissou was saying that election, when you vote, is spiritual. I never believed him.
Yeah.
You know, after I voted, I know how I waited to get the results. You see, and I was assured, this is my assurance, I assure you, President, I have always assured us that the election will be fair, that will be the only legacy is going to live for us. All this keep propelling to do what I did.
Yeah, sure does.
See where I find myself. Before I said I would not vote again, but I'm still going to vote on Saturday.
Hey, that one I was waiting for, Jerry.
I will vote on Saturday. If after the Supreme Court judgment it did not favor me, I will return my PVC to INEC. I will not need it again.
It will not get to that level.
It will not get to that level, sir.
Please, sir. It will not get to that level.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much. Well, 64-year-old voted for the very first time. That shows that, look, whatever was sold, the media, let me even say Nigeria Info, we did a lot to sell these elections. And I know the process, it wasn't as easy to get your PVC. You went out, struggled to register, got yourself on the card, and they gave you a piece of paper, told you when you are going to get, you still went back to do it. So people actually believed in this system.
Yeah, they believed in the process.
So that's why people are actually doing this. 64-year-old man voting for the first time. I understand his spirit being down, but hey, I'm glad he said he was going to go out on 11 to go and vote. What's up, Lagos?
Please
turn off your radio. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Kingsley calling you from United States of Jakonde.
Okay. Kingsley, what's up, Lagos? Oh, yeah, give me what's up, Lagos. Kingsley, go ahead, Kingsley, go ahead.
So, sir, for me, the reason why I go vote...
No, when was the first time? Kingsley, when be the first time where you vote? This time?
This last election, where passed you? I born in 1985.
Hey, 1985,
this is my first time of voting. Because in my mind, I believe that this thing will rotate. If you rotate, Nigeria mind will rotate. Since I born in 1985, I only the year Hausa, Yoruba, Hausa, Yoruba.
Okay,
Hausa,
so
Yoruba.
Now, wait. We say for this show, we don't want any tribe. If anybody mention any tribe here, I will come out club vex. So keep it Nigeria. How you feel? We understand how you feel. We'll not be here. We'll go come sell what you say, make an sell. Yeah, get it?
So I like how you're switching to the worry pigeon. Make an announcement.
For you. Don't take me there. That's too deep.
All right. Okay, let me take this WhatsApp message. It says, what's up, Lagos? This is Sheyi from Igondo. 2023 was the first time I cast my vote, and I felt disappointed by the INEC failure, but I wouldn't give up in voting. Sha.
All right, that's love good that. To hear.
Love
good
that
to
energy.
Hear. To the phone line.
Who's on the line? Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Oh, please turn down the volume.
Turn off your radio, please, if you want to be on the show, please. All right, I guess you don't. All right.
Okay. Hello.
What's
good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Try to make it back. Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Yeah. Welcome, Tracy Lai.
That's my one name.
Yes. Good morning.
My name is Yomi. I'm coming from Ayobo. How are you?
Yomi.
But unfortunately, our lagbara ni pe ko ri be.
Wow, leto won opo to wa.
Opo to wa, a kan lo tun mo ra si won ti opo.
Ah, kan lo photocopy ara won.
Now, atuma dibo.
Yes.
Lagbara Olorun.
Yes.
We are going to vote again this Saturday.
Yes, we will.
And by the special grace of God, our mandate will count.
Amen.
Nigeria
should
not be discouraged.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Come out.
Yes.
In their millions.
Yes.
In their millions.
No matter what they are saying to us, no matter what tribe back.
I pray
the security operatives should be highly independent.
I join my faith with your faith.
They should be independent and let it go organically.
Amen. Sure. Amen to that.
Ashako,
yes, well,
They should be very neutral and maintain peace and order.
Mm. All right.
So that the people can be happy at least for once.
Amen
so
to that.
That credibility and trust we have
we'll
in
come
there.
Back.
We can see. We'll come back.
Yes, thank you. Nothing has happened to
why
you.
Why not now? I'm a digitalized Nigerian.
Yes, that's how it's supposed to be.
Languages.
Wow.
I don't know where that fetter is from, Ishan, but I
I'm from Delta States.
We're in Delta.
Isoko speaking tribe.
Are you from Ikwani, Otofi?
No, I'm Isoko. I'm not.
Okay, I'm then Nigerian.
You don't travel tire, yes.
You don't travel. No,
you don't go to Nigeria now.
Nothing they happen. That's the spirit. Thank you so much.
Yes, Nigeria. Love that. Okay.
Thank you.
Who's on the line? Good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's happening?
What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's up, First Alive.
What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from Ibeju Lekki.
Joseph, welcome to the show. When was the first time you voted?
This is my second time.
Of calling?
Yeah, of voting.
Of voting,
okay. When was the first time you voted?
I voted... PDP and this party new come at that time.
PDP and APC?
Yes.
2011?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how did you feel then?
Since then, and I see that from the initial preparation for voting, they always say this particular candidate is the one that is going to win.
Yeah.
So they have been ringing elections since then. I have not been voting until this very one. I never promised that they are going to be free and fair.
Fair, yeah.
All of us came out to vote and we waited till evening.
Yeah.
Until we heard that everybody were all disappointed. This is the only time in Nigeria history where president won. Somebody won. Nobody is happy anywhere.
All right. So, what about Saturday? The next Saturday, you are going to go out.
Saturday, we already see that APC is in power now.
Saturday, will you go to vote? That's what we're asking you now.
I'm not sure whether our vote is going to happen.
When you are sure, you will vote.
I'm not sure is that the person that is ruling.
Oga, is a different date. It's the same INEC conducting election. It's another election altogether. So when you go and cast your vote, then you will sit back and see what happens. Okay? Don't just assume. Go out and cast your vote first. All right?
Bro, I don't see it again. No.
Okay. I'll come and give me your address. I'll come and follow you and go.
I don't see it again because this APC, they are so strong.
All right. Thanks for calling, but I hope you change your mind eventually.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. All right, what's your name, sir?
My name is Joshua.
Joshua, where are you calling from?
Joshua, welcome.
I'm calling from Adaloku, Lagos.
Joshua, turn off your radio if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right, Joshua, when was the first time you voted? Oops. Aww. Joshua turned us off.
Why now?
All right.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
What's your name?
Good morning, Messi.
Messi, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Messi, I know it's 2023 was the first time you voted. I know. I can smell it in your perfume.
Why are you stubborn like this? I'll go and vote them, but I'll wait and see the outcome.
So you vote this 11th, Abi?
Yes, I will.
Okay. That's the spirit. Messi for us.
Thank you.
Messi for us.
Messi for everybody.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
This kind of energy I love.
What's your name?
Chinenyangwa.
What? Why are you excited?
Welcome.
Hello, 3-1. How on a day?
Whatever.
He's beefing you.
Number 3-1. If you don't like what I said, go and report me to Supreme Court.
Hey,
she's ready to go to court.
Chinenyangwa, you will hear from my lawyers.
She's a lawyer herself. Yeah, yes. What do you mean?
Go on. I'll go win.
You will see that.
Everywhere. I'll go win for Supreme Court. Miriam don't just oppose to a morning cross fire. Yes, I got her this morning.
We have pushed her away from the show so we can speak anyhow we like on the show.
On the show. Yes.
So well, let me answer your question.
Yeah, Chinenyangwa, go ahead.
The first time I voted was in 2015.
So what was your feeling? How did you feel then?
I was very, very happy that my candidate won.
Okay.
So but this time around, I voted hoping that my candidate will win. But it's going the way I don't like. So you know, the thing is that I will not stop voting. I will keep coming. But all I know is that there is a... First, this election is just a surprise to everybody.
Yes.
So many things have gone changed. That's the rule change.
All right.
From bad to good. Yes, I'm saying it.
I know.
Watch some people that have not emerged as a winner, emerged in this election. And this is an election that we have so many parties involved in winning.
Yeah.
If you look at the all this the one that we did, SOR, what is it called? You see so many candidates coming, not only one party. So there are so many things coming.
So there's something positive. There's something positive in the election.
Yeah, there's something positive. I don't know why people are not seeing it.
Don't worry. Something positive.
So I want people to come out and mass on Saturday.
And get more positive results. All right.
Yes, at least the candidate, he has tentacles everywhere. Yeah. It will help.
I will keep your blood group. I wanted to throw it away before, but I will keep your blood group. We are together.
You have a blood sample in your house.
She gave me her blood group now.
Okay, a blood group.
Group. It's from blood group. You enter someone's DM.
No wahala. Okay. Back to WhatsApp. Modi Chibuzo says, WhatsApp Lagos. Thank you very much for your explanation. Okay, that's from last week. WhatsApp Lagos. Modi Chibuzo says, I have never voted before. I know day for violence, and I love my life. I know Sabi Run. It's basically the terrible news of violence in election I have been hearing in the news that gets me scared of voting. Come on now. Come on, Chelsea. Come on. I voted first time in 2003. I voted last on Sunday, 25th of February, when I neck kidnap our expectations. But this Saturday, we will deal with them with our PVC. Ejima from Ikotun, love that.
Ejima, thank you for that positivity.
This person says, Miriam. Miriam is not here today. But anyway, anybody that would disturb the Saturday election, Holy Ghost, fire.
Miriam is her name.
No, yes. Fire. Okay. Okay. What's up, Lagos? The way you guys are saying, it'd be like say Una too no happy about the results of the election.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's that supposed to mean? Who do you think you are?
I didn't know what you're talking about.
What's all this? Who do you think you are?
Can go for anything.
Yes.
For example, now.
Now this one's like I'm hungry.
So what's
this? This one starts hunger. This one starts humidity.
Even what you said now, I can do it.
Oh, that's not me. It's not an English word. All right, we have 1 minute and 44 seconds to go on the show for us here. But all we're saying this morning is this. It might have been bad. It might have hit you one way or the other. And those that are selling the ethnic thing, you are trying to do something that will not work. Nigerians, don't buy that product. It won't work. It's trying to distract you and me. We will not be distracted. All right, we will go on Saturday. We will vote. If you're still thinking it, contemplating, feeling bad about what happened in the past, the only way you can correct that is by going to the polls. That's all we have. We can't carry arms. You can't go and bomb somewhere. You can't say another civil disobedience. Those things don't work. We're in a democracy. So the only thing you have is your PVC. And we'll vote and we'll do what we're supposed to do and take the next step.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
So
you know what they say, when the going gets tough,
the tough gets going.
True.
All right, my name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter.
Yes.
And she is Feta Dynamo
on Instagram and D_Feta on Twitter. That is my name.
And if you're doing everything in this life and you don't follow Nigeria
Info, I don't know what you're doing.
On social media portals, if you don't go and just search, we have Nigeria Info in Abuja, we have in
Port Harcourt,
we have the equivalent Arewa in Kano, we have in Lagos here. We have, see, if you don't follow us, if you don't, you are doing something wrong, honestly speaking. So do that and see, you miss any of these programs you've missed here, go on YouTube, you get also follow, all right? Thank you so much for being with us. We will be with you sooner than you know. All right, keep it locked on 99.3. We out of here.